Ladies and gentlemen, from Paris, the fabulous capital of the cosmopolitan world. Yes, from Paris, France, we bring you the first regular international show in radio history to originate right here in Europe. Our entire production company has been flown overseas from Hollywood to bring you the greatest entertainers in France. Starting out with our star, who's here to say,
this is Maurice Chevalier, and this is Paris.
It's the Maurice Chevalier Show, featuring the finest entertainers in France. The 35-piece French orchestra conducted by Paul Baron of Hollywood fame. Broadcast to the entire world from right here in France. For this is Paris. This is Paris. Jack Nahr speaking to you from the mirror room at the Grand Hotel right here in Paris, where tonight's headline guest is Eddie Cantor. That's right. You'll hear the world-famous comedy star, Eddie Cantor, along with many famous French stars, beginning with our international ambassador of song, our star of two continents, the man with the underslung lip and the straw hat. And here he is, Monsieur Paris himself, Maurice Chevalier.
Avec de tout petits petons, Valentine, Valentine, hello. And right now, here is my most requested song, Louise. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you. Love you, every little bit that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true? Someone like you could love me, Louise. Every little breeze seems to whisper, Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter, Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you. I love you. Every little bit that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me? Louise! Thank you, thank you. You know Lynn Renault, so here she is, Lynn Renault and Carles Hans.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I bought met you, Joe, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the soft, careless hands that can't hold on to love.
Chevalier will be back to tell in a song about one of his big Hollywood motion pictures after we take you overseas for this message. This is Paris, where even when it rains, as it does occasionally, like all the time this past week, nothing can actually dampen the pleasure of a trip to Paris. However, our star has his own recollections about rain, as he tells us now.
This is Maurice Chevalier again with a memory of a dreadful night and some wonderful people. Raining. I'm always happy when it is raining. While all the others may be complaining, I find sunshine when it's raining. I love the rhythm of the raindrops, to hear the pitter-pattering rhythm of the raindrops. While others cheer or scatter, I walk between the raindrops. I love the rhythm of the rain. I met you underneath the raindrops. I was a lucky fellow, for underneath the raindrops we shared the same umbrella, and underneath the raindrops we learned the rhythm of the rain. Just like the rain can shower each flower with you, I await the hour to shower lots of love and kisses on you. So anytime you see the raindrops and hear the pitter-patter, come out and meet the raindrops, and we can love and chatter. It's great beneath the raindrops. You love the rhythm of the rain. This song will always remind me of the picture called Folie Bergère that I made for United Artists in 1934 or 5. It was a Daryl Zanuck production. I had two very attractive actresses playing opposite me, Merle Oberon and Anne Southern. And Anne sang this Rhythm of the Rain song with me while an extraordinary production number was staged with rain pouring down like cats and dogs. A Daryl Zanuck production. We had to sing the number again and again and get soaked all over, take after take. It lasted all night. We would get soaking wet, change to dry clothes, and then get soaking wet all over again. A Darrell Zanuck production. Oh, what a night it was. Keeping awake with hot coffee after each soaking. But with all that, it has been one of the most colorful souvenirs I've kept of Hollywood and my work in the city of make-believe. Can you see us both trooping under the studio rain and singing that Darrell Zanuck production? Just like the rain can shower each flower with you. I await the hour to shower lots of love and kisses on you. So anytime you see the rain drops and hear the pitter-patter, come out and meet the rain drops. And we can love and chatter, it's great beneath the rain drops. You love the rhythm of the rain.
All of us who have traveled from Hollywood to produce this program in Paris are thoroughly enjoying ourselves. But our musical conductor was certainly the quickest to adjust himself to the ways of the old world. Paul Baron explains it modestly by saying it's because he spends so much time working with his 35 French musicians. But the rest of us feel that Paul is particularly receptive to this wonderful country. He seems to be attuned with the ancient traditions and the modern customs that set France apart from the rest of the world. Certainly he has captured the spirit of France in his many compositions. And so we've programmed another of his Paris sketches. Right, Maurice?
We have asked Paul to play the Church of the Madeleine. This is Maurice Chevalier again with a song or two and some wonderful memories. There heard the breeze in the trees singing weird melodies, and they met at the start of the blues, and from a chest came the wail of a downhearted friend, and they played that as part of the blues. From a whippoorwill out on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, and gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. First they built a railroad, made it run,
da 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 da. I don't know the words. Brother, can you spare a dime? If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz? Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. From a whippoorwill out on a hill, they took a new note. They pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, and gave out the news that the South can get her to the blues.
When our original Hollywood production company came to Paris to produce this show, we flew here on the giant wings of Air France. During the half year since then, several new production workers have joined us, coming to Paris from Hollywood, including our new casting director, Kay Anders. He just came over this last week as a passenger aboard the luxury liner, the Île-de-France. And he's raved about that voyage so much that we commissioned Rex Regent to bring you his exclusive report on the Île-de-France. So, with music provided by Paul Barron, here is our continental correspondent.
This is Paris, and this is the Île-de-France. The Île-de-France, the great flagship of the French line, brought to the seven seas a new standard of elegance and luxury. The great and the famous of the world between the wars knew her and loved her in the days when she was the undisputed mistress of the Northern Sea and bore the nickname of the Rue de la Paix of the Atlantic. The humble and the unsung knew her too, when her sleek black and white hull was smeared in camouflage gray to shuttle nearly half a million Allied troops across more than half the world. Like many another courageous French sailor, she proudly wears the croix de guerre with palms. Today, she sails again, rebuilt from the portholes in, redesigned, redecorated, and rededicated to her purpose of providing her passengers with all the good things of French living. Whether the passenger travels first, cabin, or tourist class, the great heated swimming pool with its own bar, the huge amidships movie theater, and the vast resources of the larder and the wine cellar of this great floating hotel are his. This is the Île-de-France, and this, too, is France.
Marie Chevalier is about to bring you two special guests, the lovely French singer Léo Marchand and the world-famous comedy star Eddie Cantor. Yes, you'll hear Eddie Cantor on our program tonight, after we take you overseas for this message. Here in Paris, musical reviews are tremendously popular. And here is one of the most popular of all the musical review singers in Paris, Léo Marchand. Tonight we present this charming French girl in a song from a Broadway musical comedy. An Irish song, now heard with a French accent.
Then tell me, please, how are things in Locarno? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Dunnicliffe? Through Killybegs, Kilcare and Kildare? How are things in Locarno? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with the twinkling eye come whistling by, and does he walk away sad and dreamy day?
Now, here's the moment we have all been awaiting, as This is Paris presents still another of the world's greatest entertainment stars. For Paris is truly the crossroads of the world, the favorite playground of famous personalities. So it is that already, many months ago, our program was visited by Eddie Cantor, later by such notables as Charles Boyer and Elsa Maxwell and Luella Parsons. And now, back again for a return visit, and twice as big as life, here is...
Eddie Cantor!
Call me Joaquin!
Joaquimedes.
Franco, yeah, but... Maurice, let me look at you. Oh, you look wonderful.
Yeah.
But seriously, Maurice, I still don't see how you do it. Gosh, year after year, singing the same song. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you. Love you, every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Simplement, de vous voir, mais mon cœur en est moi, et vos jolies yeux bleus. Baby, it's cold outside. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true? Someone like you could love me, Louise.
Okay, okay, Eddie. That's very good. But what about this? If you knew Susie, like I knew Susie. Oh, 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 what a girl! That's one so classy, as I hear lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. I had a mustache, a cute as a mop. Susie kissed it, and she burned the damn thing up. If you knew Susie, like I knew Susie. Oh, oh, what a girl!
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Let's go.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, oh. Oh, my goodness, what a chassis.
J'aurais une moustache mignonne comme tout.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'd like to try some too.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a guy.
Thank you, Eddie Cantor. Thank you, Eddie, for dropping in on us tonight. So now it's time to say goodbye until next week, when I'll be back with more of the songs and entertainers of France. Until then, this is Maurice Chevalier. This is Paris.
Listen every week at this time for This is Paris, starring Maurice Chevalier, produced right here in Paris by the Raymond R. Morgan Company of Hollywood and broadcast throughout the world.